And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he told me about a film that really has to do with bereavement. It's called Love Happens.
Kirk Ryan.
Yes, I didn't have very high hopes, I'm afraid, for Love Happens, and so I was actually delighted as I watched it. It has an actress that I don't find her very appealing, and because she was on Friends for so many years, I suppose one got used to her if one saw the program, Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. She was in a film recently called Management, which I didn't care for all that much either, and she was a somewhat unpleasant character. So having said all that, I really liked her in Love Happens.
So love does happen.
She's not the main character either. It's Aaron Eckhart, who's a good character actor. And I'll tell you this story, what happened mm-hmm. before we watched the film in the preview. Somebody read in the notes that the director, and just this is an interlude, the director is the son of Joe Camp, who made all those Benji films so long ago. Did you ever see any of those about the little dog, Benji?
I didn't, actually.
Oh, dear, they're back in the past. Anyhow, this is his son who's making Love Happens. But he said that he came to this romantic comedy and the spur was the death of his mother. So everybody, you know, looked down their superior noses and thought, you know, these Americans, the things that they say. But actually, he was quite right, because the core of the film is about grief at the death of loved ones. And Aaron Eckhart plays a man whose wife died several years earlier in a car accident.
So tell me, what motivated the book?
My wife died 3 years ago.
Never intended for anyone to actually read it.
And he was a psychotherapist. So to deal with his grief, he's written this book called, very American, A-OK.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody repeats this whenever they see him, and there's a kind of putting the thumbs together with the fingers up and a sign of being A-OK. And he goes to Seattle to conduct a seminar on dealing with grief.
I'm feeling okay. How are you?
This is your moment. TV, radio, publishing, like Learjets.
You know that's not why I wrote it.
You do know that you're helping people.
Very heart on sleeve with all these this cross section of Americans who are all enrolled in the seminar, and Jennifer Aniston is a florist who actually does the designs of the flowers in the corridors of the hotel.
Oh, so that's how they.
Yes, and she's got a. She actually does have a florist shop as well.
Mm. How long you been at this?
Oh, I finally got up the guts a couple of years ago to open my own shop.
So that's how they meet. And they become friends.
And he's not really okay, is he?
He's not okay at all. And she then becomes a catalyst for him to really reflect on how he has handled his grief, which he hasn't. You ask me
what I want. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what your thing is.
It's a long story.
Yeah, but isn't that your whole thing, talking about it?
Thank you for the drink.
Yeah. Thanks.
And Martin Sheen turns up as his father-in-law, who kind of attacks him at the seminar at first, but then comes back really to affirm him at the end.
When are you going to stop lying, son?
You have to give yourself permission to start living your life again.
You're right.
It's a very positive kind of film. It's very PG-ish, I would have thought, in its treatment of the issues. And we were talking some time ago about Away We Go and Couples Retreat.
Yes.
I'd find Love Happens probably in between those two, that it does what Couples Retreat didn't, shows people with genuine feelings, has some humorous touches, but actually has some depth.
I didn't go to her funeral.
So everything in your book?
I couldn't do any of it at all.
Can I say something with the acknowledgement that my life is an experiment in really bad decisions? You're really messed up.
Give me a chance. Will you do that for me?
Maybe
yes,
a bit emotional for non-Americans, but that's how Americans are, and I think we have to appreciate that and, if possible, enjoy sharing it with them.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you there. So what would you say the message of this film is?
It is to be yourself, and when something terrible happens to you, find people who are able to help you get in touch with what you really feel, and then you'll be able to deal with life and, as they say, move on without underestimating what has happened to you.
Thank you very, very much, Peter. That was. I'll go and see that.
Yes, you're kind of film, indeed.
That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. And do remember to tune in for more of Peter next week. He'll be telling me about the films he just mentioned, Away We Go and Couples Retreat.